So now I'd like you to think about relaxing. Think about relaxing every part of your body and, of course, your mind. How could I relax the mind and the body? We just learn to do it in our way, in our time. That time could be now. That time could be in 2 minutes' time, 3 minutes' time, or a little longer. You decide now when to relax. Think about relaxing the body. Think, as you think, about how you could now relax the body. Think about your body. Imagine that you can be aware. Imagine that you could feel all of your body. Couldn't it be interesting to understand how easily you could do this? Imagine using this knowledge to listen to things that your body says to you, to tell you when things need attention. Isn't it interesting how we can all have more control of ourselves, both in mind and body? You did have this power and ability when you were first born and when you were a child. You can have this back now just by relaxing. So think about how deep you could think about relaxing and how deeply you could relax. And know that when we relax, we actually learn and heal. Yes, indeed, this is what happens. And imagine learning in this process to ask our own bodies and our own mind what it is we need to change, what we need to resolve. So now think about relaxing that little bit more, and what you will begin to notice the more you practice is that the easier and easier and easier this becomes. And just as a guide, I'll guide you as a guide. Isn't it interesting that we think of being guided? And if I really want to guide you, I would want you to be guided. What a wonderful, wonderful gift to me and yourself. So think. think about relaxing all the muscles in your face. What would you do to relax those muscles? You just relax. Let them feel more and more comfortable, no tension whatsoever. Any little bit of tension there, now let go of it. And relax the muscles in your neck. As you're there comfortable, wonderful, wonderful way to relax the muscles in the neck is to allow all the weight of your head to sink down into whatever it's resting on. And what begins to happen is, as the muscles release the tension in the neck, the blood flows more freely, reduces tension. The most wonderful, wonderful way. And that's all you have to do. And allow that relaxation to flow down into your shoulders. Allow your shoulders to feel as if tension is easing just by thinking about how you could relax your shoulders more and more and more. They could begin a new feeling of how much more you could relax and how good that could allow you to feel. And I could wonder if you could wonder if that feeling could drift, float down from your shoulders, down your arms, down, down, down your arms and into your fingers. Wonder how that can begin to feel. Feeling also to drift down into your legs, and wonder if you could begin to allow that relaxation to drift down your legs. Wonder how that could feel for you, a drifting, an easing, may well be a new feeling as you gain more and more understanding of how you can feel in your body as you learn to just relax. Just feel the feeling of how it can feel to feel your legs relaxing more and more and more. And sometimes we can begin, as we relax more and more, to feel different in our body. we can sometimes wonder what it is we're feeling. We can search for a new feeling. And that's all we have to do now, is to search for a new feeling of relaxation and a new understanding of what that can feel like, and a new understanding of what that can do for you. And relax your chest and tummy. And a wonderful, wonderful way to do that is just to become aware of your chest and tummy. And I'd like you to look for how you could feel in your whole body as you alter your breathing. Allow your breathing to become deeper and more relaxed. Just create those nice, deep, deep breathing rhythms. Just feel how your body can begin to feel something new. Feel how your body can learn that it can so accept this new relaxing state. You could wonder deeper about how now your body and your mind could benefit from going a little deeper. That's all you have to do. So for a moment longer, just stay with that nice, deep, rhythmic breathing. And I'd like you to imagine that every time you breathe out, imagine you're breathing out tension from your body. Just feel that for a moment. Feel with every outward breath, tension is being breathed out of your body. Just wonder how good that can feel. To know that as you can begin to feel a change, but sometimes we're not even sure how we feel within that change. But that doesn't matter now. And as you continue to breathe out anything you don't need anymore from your body, you could wonder if you could also breathe it out from your mind. Just breathe nice and deeply and breathe out any stress, even an anxiety or two or three, one at a time. They can leave your body and your mind. And sometimes it's as if we can't call them back. Wouldn't that be interesting for you? To be aware that you're not aware of what was once there. And I could now wonder if you could even drift someplace very magical, very powerful. You could think of something magical, and you could think of something very powerful. And power is freedom. And how much you would want freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Can you really begin to feel how comfortable that word is? Freedom, freedom, freedom. And when you have this new power, that's what you'll have within your mind and within your body. And power is your power. It's the power for you to be who you need to be from now. Now you could allow yourself to go a little deeper, just by hearing me count from 1 to 20. You could allow each number to take you deeper. You could allow the words between the numbers to take you deeper. How wonderful to know you could allow every sound, no matter where that sound is, to take you deeper. One. Relax a little more. Two. Further down. Three. Begin to feel something new. Four. Down, down. Five. Deeper and deeper. Six. Feel what you can feel more and more. Seven. Just go someplace wonderful. Eight. You could see an eight, a number eight in your mind. Or maybe you could feel an eight in your mind. But how wonderful to be able to see that eight. And as I count from 1 to 15, you could trace the number eight in your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just let go. 10. And as you go, just begin to drift and wander. 'Kay. Drift down a little more. L. Feel so wonderfully laid back. M. And how wonderful to master what it is you're mastering. 14. Drifting down even more. 15. Feel so good. 16. Serenity and peace. 17. Reaching that wonderful, wonderful place. 18. Down a little more. 19. Peace. A deeper, deeper peace. 20. How good to really feel so relaxed and good. experience it in your mind. Or even a place that you haven't been. Or an emotion you'd like to achieve. I wonder if you could wonder what you could experience by experiencing a new emotion or a past emotion. If you were to experience a past experience where you were very, very happy, very content, very relaxed, and now you could re-experience it in your mind, because once something is yours, if you want it to be, it will always be. But if something is yours and you no longer want it, you can throw it away. So, re-experience that wonderful experience. And you could see the time, the experience in your mind. And if you could see it, you could wonder how clear it is, how vivid it is. Imagine seeing that again, and imagine seeing how clear it could be for you. Could you hear the sounds that you heard? And you could wonder if you could hear the sounds and see the pictures in your mind even more vivid than you did then. The lost memories of that wonderful, wonderful experience. Imagine knowing that some of those memories can be lost. And now you know that you only have to lose the ones you don't want or need anymore. So experience the good experience and allow it to replace in such a powerful way anything you no longer need. And those pictures and those sounds of that wonderful, wonderful experience could give you feelings. And I could wonder what those feelings are. Just allow your mind to experience and float. Allow your mind to understand something in this process that it didn't consciously understand before. Because your unconscious mind understood it. Now, it all seems to unfold in the most wonderfully, wonderfully powerful way. Powerful way. Powerful way.